Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody. So excited to have you here on Self-Care. And today I have an old friend on and a new friend on. And we're talking about your genetics and muscle recovery and how nutrition plays a part. And so with that, we have two former professional athletes. So we have Lance Kearse. And Lance is a former professional basketball player, played in Spain. And he is now the founder of Captain, and I hope I do this right, Plant It, like plant it, right? Like put it in the ground, let it grow. And he, and Montre Hardage, who is a former NFL player with the New York Giants, you know, both suffer from the, and actually I'm going to take out the word suffer. They just have the trait. Because I don't want anybody to start putting that out there. They have the sickle cell trait. And so what that means is that when you're, working out as hard as a professional athlete does, or if you're, you know, a college athlete or a high school athlete, your body doesn't recover the way it needs to recover. So we're going to talk about what that looks like, and we're going to talk about, you know, why they do what they do and how they came about doing all this. So without further ado, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for the introduction.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you guys in here and sharing your journey and your vision. You know, Lance, why don't we start with you first? Tell us about, you know, why you – tell us your story. Tell us your why. What had you do this?
Well, my why is basically because of me going through the sickle cell situation, having to, you know, be hospitalized for it, having two crises, almost losing my kidneys, having to get an IV before the games, and oxygen tank during the games, and having to play a 4-minute rotation. Coach would put me in and pull me out, just to save me and stop me from hurting myself, because I was so competitive. So I didn't care. I would put myself in harm's way just to win a game.
I need to back up. So you almost lost your kidneys because of this?
I forgot to tell you. Yes, I almost lost my kidneys.
Make the connection for us. Like,
sickle cell trait, when oxygen is deprived from certain areas of the body, the body tends to break down muscle
atrophy. Hold on. So either...
Sickle cell trait, when oxygen is deprived...
Does somebody have an extra window open, perhaps?
Not open.
That's weird. Do you hear the echo? We're all repeating. We're all echoing.
I don't hear the echo.
Neither do I.
Do you hear the echo?
Do you all hear the echo? You don't hear the echo. It's all coming back.
Do you all hear
okay,
the echo?
Okay, so let me go in here.
You don't hear the echo. It's all coming back.
Okay, great for me. No echo, Charles, and Andrew, you don't hear the echo, but it's only coming back on my side. Interesting. Okay, let me figure out.
And Andrew, you don't hear the echo, but it's only.
Okay, so it's on my side, and let me just figure this out. Is it coming through Blog Talk? Yes or no? Is it coming through Podbean? Yes. Okay, so I'm going to actually try closing out Podbean, and I'll just upload this later. Let me just ground. I'm channeling where it's coming from. Okay, so I'm going to exit Podbean. All right, there we go. And no more echo. There you go. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so, right? So there you go. So share with us, now I'd like you to go back and make the connection between your kidneys, the sickle cell trait, and why they were going to take your kidneys out.
Well, they weren't going to take my kidneys out. It was more like they were near compromised, meaning the muscle breakdown level, the CK levels were high, creatine kinase, they were high.
Okay.
And they would often be high. But the reason why is because with sickle cell, when your body is deprived of oxygen, it tends to break down the muscle much faster. Right. It's called rhabdo or rhabdomyolysis. And when you slip into this rhabdomyolysis, typically it's expressed from a sickle cell crisis. So when you're going through the sickle cell crisis, your muscles are going to be deteriorate and they're going to attack your kidneys, basically. And that's because your body filters out that muscle breakdown through the kidneys.
Well, and I'm going to actually add to that, you know, so my focus in my life is on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting oxygen to your muscles, you're also not getting it to your brain. So it can't, mm-hmm. we haven't even touched that subject yet, right?
Absolutely. So, no, you're spot on. You know, if you're lacking oxygen somewhere, you're lacking it everywhere.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. And so if you're not getting it to the brain can't send the signal to the kidneys either.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That's amazing. So you're not getting enough oxygen to your muscles. Your kidney's breaking down. And now what is the doctor telling you?
Man, they were like, you know, they were like, Lance, you know, we don't know what's going on because they did a muscle biopsy. It took a piece of muscle on my leg. You know, they ran some tests on it. And we don't know what's going on. We think it's a figment of your imagination. We think that your brain's tricking your body out because of some past trauma where your brain is making you cramp up. That's what's making you go to the hospital. And then they placed me on severe anxiety, depression medication, pain medication like Celebrex. The severe anxiety depression medication was Effexor and Citalopram.
Those two are new to me. The rest I know.
Yeah. So
new drug of choice, right? New drug of choice.
Yeah, and those pain medications and the anxiety medication exacerbated the situation, so it made it worse. So everything I thought I was feeling now times two or three, and. It got to a point where I took myself off and I was like, you know what, I'm done, you know, going down this Western medicine approach. I'm going to try to figure this stuff out. And, you know, quite naturally, I gravitated towards, you know, doing it the natural way, doing the way the earth intended for it to be, the way our bodies intended for it, because our bodies come from the ground. Of course, our nutrients should come from the ground or from...
Plant it, Captain.
So I started Captain Plant It. So yeah. It was like either my nutrients are going to come from below my feet or above my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how I took that approach.
You know, there's a part of my story that's getting published in a week in the Florida Women's Magazine. And Topeka, Kansas, health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never had kids because they put me on medications. I was so young. There would be no way. I knew intuitively there was no way I could have kids with all those medications that I was on. I was on 19 medications. And I had ended up having a full hysterectomy because of all the tumors that grew on all my female parts. And it wasn't just like a small cyst it was parasitic. And they were brown and green. So the title of that story is, of the article that I wrote for these two magazines is, I use my body as a toxic waste dump. I have to be accountable and responsible for what I did, right? Because I agreed to let the doctors use me for all their clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this, you've got two people so far that are telling you not to do drugs. Montre, want to pipe in here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think... Lance did an outstanding job kind of telling us, you know, about the foundation for it. And I've had my fair share of experiences also. Nothing to the degree of Lance, but in terms of taking IVs before a game, you know, coaches asking questions, just double backing, like, oh, are you hydrated or are you doing things outside of, you know, sports-related things that could be impacting? It never got to the degree where... You know, they were like questioning my character, questioning my mentality. However, I decided, you know, I'm a lot younger than Lance. So being able to bring a lot more information, new information to talk to them about, you know, how this is something that is sometimes out of our control whenever we're competing at the highest level. And so just bringing awareness was my point of emphasis when I was there, especially in collegiately when I got to the NFL. You know, they basically, if there's anything that's going on, they'll make sure that you have the time that you need and just a lot more precautious about it. And so I think the education around it, also just looking at statistically, like 1 million out of every 300 million of Americans have it. And
wait, what is that statistic? How much?
It's like 1 million out of 3 million Americans are affected by it.
Wow.
Majority African Americans, but there are other races that experience it also. And this affects newborn babies all the time. So if there is a situation where, like Lance was mentioning, your body is deprived of oxygen, you know, there's almost an immediate impact within that 3 to 5 minute range. And so if you're not able to recover and get the breath that the oxygen that you need, you know, your body and organs can suffer. So I've seen guys lose vision. You know, Lance mentioning kidneys, your body is trying to find energy and also trying to get rid of waste. And most of that is muscle and sugar. So it's an interesting kind of, I guess, situations to be a part of. But it's one of those things where we have products like this, and then, you know, creating a lifestyle around something that provides you nourishment is what is lacking in that part of understanding how to get through these tough times, especially if you have these episodes. So.
Well, yeah, and even if you don't have the sickle cell trait, so we're going to let the cat out of the bag. So Montre and Lance are co-founders, right, of Captain Implanted, and have this amazing product, Easy Herbal. And I had it this morning from breakfast, and I was very, very tired, you know. I'm an energy worker, right? And so I support people because I want people to understand it's not just for athletes, okay? So if you're an energy worker.
We're all athletes.
What?
We are all athletes.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, you know, we worked many hours yesterday with, you know, a class of people on shifting energy. And when you're shifting energy, you need to, you know, I always serve things that are very nutrient dense and things that are chock full of minerals. Maybe that is. Should have made my own glass. This morning, the second glass, just to show everybody. But what I really like about this, I mean, why don't you explain, who wants to share product? Because it's so amazing. I woke up so tired. I took a swig of this. I'm good. Like, I mean, I really was depleted from last night. Anybody who's an energy worker knows it's almost like playing football for the game or basketball, right, or any sport, because you just get depleted because you're channeling, you're using your body as a conduit for God to do his work. So my body's on loan for hours, nonstop. I didn't get oxygen. Just saying. Go ahead. Who wants to talk about it?
I can jump it off.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lance.
You can chime in whenever you want to, Montre. So about the product, the inception of the product was that, you know, me personally, I'm Jamaican, Jamaican background. When I went back to Jamaica about 5 or 6 years ago, I got the inspiration to create, you know, a product where, you know, you could, you know, get a piece of the tradition of what we were doing in Jamaica, because it's a big herbal place. Like, they love herbs and everything is herb in the bush, and you go outside, you grab this tree and you steam it and you steep it and you drink it, right? You know, back in the days, you would say, like, you know, early 2000s, that was like folklore or some weird witchcraft stuff, they would call it here in America. But in Jamaica, it was like, that's what you do, right? Your grandmother knows. You know, if you get sick, there's an ailment.
Yeah, so why is what, I get a little triggered by this.
Why
have we been programmed to believe that what God gave us on earth is witchcraft? Like, just let everybody who's listening, let that sit in for a moment. Go ahead.
There could be, I'll answer first and you'll answer the second, Bashir, if you want. It's one of those things where, I'm not necessarily Christian, right? I'm not necessarily religious, but I love, and respect every religion.
Same
right?
here.
when you read the Bible, you open it up, right? And you look up, let's say Ezekiel 47:12, right? It tells you that the herbs are for the healing.
Okay, Ezekiel 47:12, and I don't know the Bible that well. My husband does. That's why easy. Got it.
See what's going on?
Yeah.
May
I read this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. So that's like, hold on. We need more. There's more to this that we need to read. I know that. Is there a part of this that I should be? Oh, here. It's very long. Okay, hold on. What part of this do you want me to run to here?
It should be like the last two sentences of it.
Okay. Let me show it online. Well, because I always quote, you have to treat your body as a temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that 39:12, right? Your body. So our body's on loan to us, right? From God. Mm-hmm. It's not even ours. We just borrowed it, while we're here on earth. Okay, so here's a verse. Is there...
The last sentence. First one.
First one, so their fruit will serve. Oh, thank you. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. Thank you. Love this. Now I get it. People. So anybody who, it's a God job. It's a God job. It's the frequency of God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's the reason why they, it's almost that disassociation with, you being connected to the ground, to the earth, to the trees, to the, to your surroundings. They want you, and I don't necessarily say, I don't want to speak, as if there's a they that we don't know or a they that we all know, right? But it's more so like, to get you disassociated with things around you and other people around you would cause that imbalance or that dis-ease in the mind. So if you have the dis-ease in the mind, you got to have it in the body too, right? Because it can't just in one place. So, yeah, to disassociate you with nature, that's it. It's like as if your body's not made from nature, as if it's made in a lab. It's not made in a lab.
Well, they are trying now to make it in a lab. And they have, just so you know, it's not pretty. We have organizations that have been fighting for us, like the Alliance for Natural Health and the Organic Consumers Association, who've all been on the show, who are fighting for our right to natural health, because it is a fight. So for those who are listening, we've got, Andrew on, Charles Key. Charles, thank you for piping in again. So grateful to have you here. Naima, Chris, and Teddy. So we have more on different platforms. But, if natural health is important to you, support the Alliance for Natural Health, right? And support the Organic Consumers Association and the EWG Environmental Working Group, all these places that are supporting our rights, not only for natural health, but that these companies aren't dumping their toxins, right, into our water supply, which then feeds the plants.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that at all? I mean, I know you know about this because I've seen your videos, and I've seen you both, you know, like you're in Whole Foods and you're navigating that store and showing people like I do. I'm like, this is a kindred spirit. Go for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, we unfortunately we live in a world of convenience. You know, anytime you have, you know, industrialization, I would say hyper-capitalism, not necessarily capitalism because there's levels to it. But whenever you have, you know, you're really trying to stretch that dollar, trying to, you know, produce. Well, you're now being put in a state of convenience,
mm-hmm.
where everything has to be convenient, because in order to make a lot of money, life has to be convenient. Typically, you go to a third world country, you know, I've lived in Egypt, I've lived in Jamaica and stuff like that, where, you know, things are slower. Economy's not as booming, right? Because they're closer to it. They're not as convenient. They're not as, they don't have as much money. So the more money or the richer a country is, typically a capitalistic state, it's gonna have that byproduct, right? That of, you know, our food being less nutrient dense,
mm-hmm.
right? Because how do you now go farm your own food, pick your own fruit from the tree, cut your own, you know, if you eat meat, cut your own cow, slaughter your own cow, raise your own goats, like in Jamaica. Like, how do you do all this stuff and then still have find time to work and make money, right? Because, you know, in a world or utopian world, what you would have is a situation where people would make food instead of make money to buy food.
Right.
You skip the process. So.
And have a barter system, right?
And have a barter system. But now you would have to dismantle a system where it's been proven on this side, right, to work. Or even on a communist socialist side, like China, they're super industrial as well. So it's not like they're doing good for the economy either. So, you know, I don't know which one would be more profitable. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some third system, right? More like a bartering system, something like that. But then how do you equate, you know, does three apples equate to one banana? Right? So you can chime in whenever you want to, my friend.
Yeah, it gets tough, and you bring up a good point. I think it's what we're living in now. We just went through a technological boom, right? And we enter into this new tech space, and I think now we're in the tech race, right? And labs trying to produce things that mimic nature. And Len said it earlier, the social dissonance with nature. And so the further they remove you from that social relationship with nature, then there's a disassociation with what actually serves you versus what doesn't, because that's being mimicked through the lens of technology, GMOs, all these different things that they produce in the labs. And so whenever you never challenge the status quo, and like, oh, like, no, like, you know, putting a authorization on like, hey, we're going to boycott this, we're not going to buy this, then, you know, you can't really control the algorithm. You can't really control the supply, because if supply is going to always be there. However, your demand should change based off what your status quo and the things that you believe. But if you don't have a foundation where people are already socially connected with nature, then it's going to be easy to continue to affect the people because you're in control. However, you go to Caribbean places or environments or economic places that aren't fully developed in that technological aspect. So their bread and butter is going out to find these nutritious foods in order to put on their plate to serve their families and their entire community. But however, here, convenience is a thing. And so people don't care about, you know, the power of food and fuel and minerals and things that you could naturally get if you're in Peru. You know, the water, you know, it has natural electrolytes and other minerals that the body needs, or getting it from, you know, It's all these other things. You know, I think it plays a part in terms of what are our standards and foundations for nutrition. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people are searching for that because we've never been socially, our parents, my parents personally have never been socially connected or even knew what herbs were or even knew like what were the proper fruits and vegetables in order that you shouldn't take and actually knowing the science behind them. We know the science behind music, you know, all these other things that are scientifically relevant to our lives, but food is the foundation. It's one of the gods or one of the natural doctors that Lance talks about. One of the seven. And so if you're not really in tune with yourself in these aspects, then when an authority implements something, you're not going to even challenge it. You're going to just accept it. So you become
that's
gullible.
That's the status quo. Can't imagine that ever happening.
Yeah.
Really, guys? I wonder what's been going on the last few years, right? People are accepting the status quo, not realizing that their body's a master healing machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I have this program, and we're going to go to commercial in a minute. It's the functional food program, right? And people think it's about dieting. In a way, it's maybe, but really not. It's about connecting the dots between the food that you eat and how you're sourcing that food. It's really about how you're sourcing that food, okay, and your emotional and physical well-being, mostly your emotional well-being, right? Like you said, Lance, they put you on all these anxiety medications. They, you know, I'm a medical intuitive, but of course I got labeled as bipolar, right, and schizo too. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, because I was hearing voices. I heard, yeah, it was God. It was God's job. God saying, don't do that. I remember the first time I saw a Johnson & Johnson baby aspirin, and I looked at it like it was, yeah, I looked at it like, that does not look good to me. And I knew from the energy, and this is as a child, I was four, and I knew as a child, I'm like, this doesn't seem right to me, right? And so our gifts, our ability to hear God, I'm not talking talk to God, I mean hear God, right? Because I'm just going to say, because the program connects not only your ability to understand how your food is being sourced, but then it says, okay, if you're fueling your body with toxins and you're calcifying your pineal gland because of all the fluoride, right, you can pray to God and hope that he hears you, but you're not going to hear him back. And it's your divine right to hear, not just to ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to hear. And so they, meaning the aristocrats, right, their agenda is to stop you from hearing. Because if you can't connect to God and you can't connect to nature, then they have control over you. Cancel, cancel, cancel.
Yeah.
We're going to let everybody let that sink in. We're going to go to commercial real quick, okay? And you're going to tell me what we're talking about next, guys, relative to all this, all right? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Joey Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bugs Club, is a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
Okay.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, so we are back. We have a comment from Beata Robinson, who is our host for Friday and Sunday. And she says, we've moved from a republic, which implies more power to the people, to a, let me see if I can pronounce that, corporatocracy, where lobbyists have the power. Time to exercise our power again. And you guys want to reply to that?
Well, absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what we've moved to. It's because we, it's almost like we've given up responsibility for our own accountability, if that makes sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
we've traded security for our freedom, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like, you know, we didn't want to think. We said, okay, the government knows what's best. Let them do whatever because they have their best, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything's evil and doom and gloom and this pessimistic view on life, but, you know, what could possibly be, right? But you got to keep that at bay. Not saying that you want it to happen, but you prepare for things to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anything with absolute power should not be trusted. Anything. Like, if you can't question even God, not in a way where you think that it's wrong, but just, hey, just explain to me this, and I can't get a concise or clear answer back, well, right? It's like, is that the God that I should follow, right?
Well, and let me expand upon that. So when I teach people how to channel, like last night, during this class, we were teaching people how to channel, hear God. You need to know who you're listening to. Okay? And so if you don't have the love in your heart when you're listening to God, you're listening to the other side. So yeah, you always have to question the voices, because and I just want to repeat that because they're telling me it needs to be repeated. If you don't feel the energy and the frequency of love in your heart when you're praying and listening, talking to God, having a dialogue, asking questions, asking to hear back, if you don't have the frequency of love in your heart, you're talking to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get an answer that doesn't resonate. And that's another reason, that's another cue, right, Lance?
So furthermore, if I can question God and God gives me an answer or a sign or a path, I should be able to question these corporations. America is a corporation, is what it is. I should be able to question America, right? About what I'm doing and, you know, what I should be doing. You know.
And you know, it's a new corporation, right? That there's a new corporation, right?
Absolutely. You know, even though some may not like the answer that they get back, or they may not like the reality of life and the full responsibility of it and want to remain like in that, you know, out of state, out of mind state, mm-hmm. state, whatever you call it. You know, for me, it's more like I want to know the answer. Probably everyone else may not want to know, but let me know if I ask the question and give it back. Don't say, hey, I have your best in mind. Deal with it. All right, that's how you do someone who you don't really respect.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay, I know what I know. You don't know, so I know what's best for you. Just be quiet. Put you in the corner. And that's typically, you know, how I feel when I speak to doctors, you know, back when I would speak to teachers, when I would speak to like coach and stuff like that, because I always asked why. I was never afraid of, you know, authority. I respected and loved, you know, authority, like my mom and, you know, different teachers. I never feared them. Like I wasn't led by fear. No one ever said, oh, I'm going to do this to you. Like me, I was like, you're not going to do anything. Just teach me. Just teach me. I don't care all everything you try to scare me with. Just teach me the rules of the game so I can play it, right? And I don't know. I just never feared. My mom never taught me to delve in fear. She was like, hey, respect them and love them. If not, then just don't deal with them, right?
Yeah, so in my class last night, I'm caring for somebody. My class last night, I learned that, and it's interesting, we had a class of all women, but they were not told or inspired to believe that they could do whatever they set out to do. Like they were actually told the polar opposite. I said, so let me give you the gift that my mom gave me. So my mom used to sit me down and we'd be on the stairs and or wherever we would be. And she said, Jody, there's nothing you can't do. You've got to put your mind to it. My dad wanted to put me into the Olympic gymnastics. I wasn't even good. I really wasn't. But they wanted me to know that I could do whatever I set out to do. They didn't instill self-limiting beliefs. You can do whatever you want. And your mom taught you the same thing. You don't have to listen to somebody if it's a narrative or a rhetoric. Find your own heart. Find your own way, right?
I agree. I think what Lance and what you just said kind of just all tying together in terms of who are the gatekeepers of success, who are the gatekeepers of the narratives that are told, and who are the gatekeepers that pay us. And I think with the republic versus the corporatocracy, it's who are you serving? Are you serving the health and wellness of people, or are you just serving this ideal aspect of money? Capitalism, right? And so I think there's a huge division. And also these corporations know that if we're considered the experts, we can create the psychological warfare where basically we're informing that you don't know enough because you're not connected with nature enough. We have scientists, we have information that can mimic nature. And so we are the scientists, we're the experts. You don't know anything, so you shouldn't question us. And so when you lack that power because you lack that knowledge, you can't become competent at something. And so that lack of ability to become successful is a measurement now. And they create metrics for that. And so if you're on this scale, and you're on the spectrum for something, that's your education level now. And so now they have a viable way to measure who gets to ask the questions and who doesn't. And so if you are not a viable or credible resource or intellect or individual in general, then you have no say-so. We can prescribe you anything, we can label you as anything and put you through this whole psychological type of, you know, what they call the sunken place where, you know, you're living in a capacity of trapped energy, capacity of trapped views, narratives. And so you don't know what's right and what's wrong because you don't have councilmen who understand the nature, understand the land, understand what it takes to be successful. And all you hear is what you see on social media, what you hear in music. And so that lack of, you know, being socially connected, having that emotional intellect relationship with nature, you know, puts you further and further away from becoming competent as a human. And so, you know, the republic part and the corporatocracy, I think is a great question. And I think it's definitely always a great time to exercise your power, whether that's mentally every day, physically, psychologically and spiritually. If you're not exercising your body and your mind, all these different components, you're not becoming stronger. You're relying on someone else's willpower. And so I think the convenience of what we've been talking about, we're relying on the government. We're relying on, you know, the next big fancy Pop-Tart to come out, you know, the next biggest burger to come out. And it's like
the Pop-Tart to come out. It's nutrient dense, though, right?
It's like a dopamine effect. We're like dogs, like salivating for the next big thing. It's just like we can create that, but we're not looking at all the information that has been given to us on how to create. And that's our ability, and that's the lack of accountability that we've taken to be resourceful.
It's almost like, you know, iPhone 15 is coming out, and everyone's wanting it, is going to spend their last dollar. But behind, on the front end of it, so let's say that's the back end, on the front end of it, it's more like, okay, but you can only grow 5 plants that can produce fruit in your front yard. All right, they place a limitation on what you can grow and how much you can grow so you can eat for free. Because, you know, I walked down the street here in Miami. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I grew up in Fort Myers, 2 hours away. There was a mango tree on every block, a tangerine tree on every block, an orange tree on every block. And we wouldn't go, like, as kids, we wouldn't go inside and eat. We would stay outside and eat off the tree. But now I see people with mango, like, let's say one mango tree on each block or on just one yard, and they don't eat it. They would much rather go to the store and get the mango from the store. Yes, I'm telling you. They would go to the store down the street, get the mango off it, and instead of picking it off their own tree in the backyard, because they trust, hey, this is FDA approved. Like, or this is whatever approved. This is whatever, right? And I get that for, you know, certain products and, you know, that has to be produced in the store. But in your backyard, like, you prefer to go into Publix or Walmart over picking out the, right? But that has to be scientifically backed. You know, is that mango that grows in your tree, does that
have science? Right. So someone said, because you can use cilantro, right, to get heavy metals out of your body, right? And I use cilantro essential oil. So someone says, well, do you have evidence? And is it harmful? Is cilantro harmful to my body? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they question. Yeah.
and I grew up in Barrington, Illinois, and my father had these mulberry trees, right, planted in front. And that's what we would go to the front and eat all the mulberries, right? So, like I don't get the fear, because we were talking about the fear there for a moment. Like, why have we been trained to be so scared of nature? And I was too. So I'm telling you, sorry. As soon as they put me on medication, and I was an athlete, right? I was a bodybuilder. I was a gymnast, an okay one, not really like, I was a better bodybuilder, actually. I used to bench 185, and I weighed 120, right? And so when I got misdiagnosed having these, you know, psychological issues, they then scared me. You can't take these vitamins. That was the first thing that came out of my doctor's mouth. Like, there's going to be an interaction between nature, right? And by the way, you can't even take grapefruit. So the grapefruit interacts negatively with some medications. And I'm like, so you're going to have me – I use my body to talk. Okay, I'm going to let you talk because I'm like, actually speechless, which is really hard for that to happen. But go ahead.
I love this topic. This is probably one of my favorite topics.
This is interesting because this is all about control and, you know, about trying to – measure power and who has it, right? And so the biggest thing, what they want to do, what I've realized, is how they can control you is how they can manipulate your hormones. And it's about what you're taking. These things that we take impact our hormones, whether it's how much testosterone we have, estrogen levels, and all these different things. And so if they can put you in a situation where it's causing your body to not regulate itself, everything gets out of whack. And so you become deficient at a lot of these aspects and minerals. And as soon as you're deficient at vitamins and minerals, your hormones are out of whack.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on. So I was explaining this last night, okay? Remember that pillow I sent you, Montrey? So that neutralizes EMF?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me connect the dots, because you're talking about, like, they're giving us this food, they're trying to manipulate our hormones, right, all this. And all those drugs and food and water have heavy metals in it, right, which is another – it disrupts our hormones. And the electromagnetic frequency. So they're installing 5G towers in your street lamps, not just the big towers. The big towers are the distraction under the radar. They're putting 5G in all the little street lamps that are right outside your door, right? So now if you have heavy metals, right, and they jam up that 5G, right, guess what happens to your brain? Guess what happens to your body? Guess who's being controlled?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Harder for you to recover. Hard for that. Harder for your glands to secrete any melatonin, you know, in terms of recovery. And these aspects of vitamin D, it has all these, you know, essential effects. For instance, like taking antibiotics, they're like, oh, well, you can't be in the sun. It's just like, what? Like this.
Yeah.
Is so having these weird interactions.
I forgot about that.
It's just like, you know, if you can suppress someone and subjugate them, it's like, you know, you control them. And so they're relying on you because every month, every week, you have to go back and get this refill because you don't know what it takes in order to heal yourself. And, I that's kind of my two cents on that.
Oh, we put in the penny, Tony.
you hit it on the head, and I just want to double back to the to shed light on Charles Key's statement here about dumbing down American citizens.
Let me read this out loud for people who are on the Blog Talk side. So Charles Key is saying, and I think Charles and I grew up in the same town. Charles, you can let me know. The dumbing down of American citizens has been occurring over time. And the more we depend on government to provide financial support or health care, which I don't use their health care, we are doomed to fail as a country. Mm-hmm. Make God great again. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.
Yeah. See.
Thank you, Charles.
The thing about, you know, I wouldn't know how the average person would see this comment in. You know, let me just give you my viewpoint of how the average person may see this. It's like, oh, well, these people don't like the government. We don't. It's not that we don't like the government. It's that we want the government to do what it's supposed to do.
Thank you.
It's not nobody hate or dislike. You know, it's not a love or hate thing. It's do what you're supposed to, act as you're supposed to, right?
They're supposed to be the voice of the people.
Not your own voice to do whatever you want to, right? Mm-hmm. It's what we want you to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you asked a question the other day, why are we so, earlier, why are we so scared of nature? And this goes back into what Charles just said, because we don't understand. You know, if you've been misinformed or uninformed or misinformed?
Misinformed.
Right? You wouldn't understand, because typically when I understand something, you know, it's like things make sense. I don't get mad. Everything is understood. But that's the reason why. It's like, what I'll do is I'll deprive you of knowledge, and then let you do whatever. So once I deprive you of knowledge, where are you going to go to? You're going to come back to me because you know I have more than you, right? Right? It's that cycle. It's that rat race. It's that hamster wheel. And what Montrey said, the son and drugs. So what Montrey is thinking about is, when you take certain medications, they're either called phototoxins. They either have phototoxins that create photoallergens, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're taking Aleve or Allegra, is it Allegra? Aleve, Advil, any one of those painkiller medications, there's a couple heart.
Oxytocin or whatever, yeah, all those,
There's a heart medication.
Or oxycodone or whatever it is. Yeah.
There's a lot of them, right? Well, so basically when you take these and you put these inorganic compounds inside of your body, these toxins, these synthetic chemicals in your body, they can't mix with the natural sun. Just like how that natural grapefruit didn't mix with that medication that you were taking, right? Mm-hmm. So nature and synthetic doesn't match, so then it's going to create a battleground. So you go outside and you take a leaf, it burns your skin. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to take the sun. Listen, to some degree, you know, depending on light or how light or dark your skin is, depends on how much sun you can take. But not to the degree where you spend 5 minutes out there and you're burned. Like, that's extreme.
And that happened to me. I mean, I was on 19 medications, right? And I can't really tell here, but I kind of have olive skin, not in comparison to you guys. I mean, my dad, my background is, I'm Christian now, but I was Sephardic too. So that's, Middle Eastern. Technically I have olive skin, right? There are people who are much more fair than me, but I never burned as a child. Never burned as a child. Until they put me on medications and I burned up
you bring it up a great point. You know where you are? We're just like these genetic modified organisms. We're GMO. And so when you think about GMOs, when you think about the nutrients and minerals that are available, you become less bioavailable to extract the sun. You become less bioavailable to get minerals because you're taking these synthetics, because synthetics don't equate, they don't mesh with organic. And so anytime what scientists have realized is in order for inorganic and organic to compound, there's a level of carbon that's needed. And we have a level of carbon where we can intake both. Fruits and vegetables do also. And so they're able to figure out these carbon, mathematical equations to figure out how much synthetics that these things can use. And so basically, for instance, like you can buy a GMO apple and literally cut it open, and it takes so much longer to oxidize.
Right. Doesn't turn yellow anymore or brown.
And it's just like, I did an experiment unintentionally. I had a friend buy me some apples last year, and I literally kept one apple in that corner over there for like 6 months. For 6 months. And I have a friend who keeps apples in their car. They don't go bad. And I'm like, this is...
Okay.
And it was just like us. Like, we don't go to sleep. Like, you don't go to sleep because your entire body is regulated. Tell me when a person who's connected with nature doesn't naturally fall asleep because of their connection with the sun, blue light, and all these different aspects. Red light, sorry. I think we're becoming so much more genetically modified, and we don't see it, and we give ourselves less bioavailability to take in all these natural great amenities that we have.
Yeah, and here's the thing, when I got misdiagnosed, they were flipping GMOs into our food supply under the radar, and I want to share something, and I'm gonna tell you the end first. I didn't do anything to the baby, okay? Because I don't want anybody to think that, But basically, it was my niece. I was changing her diaper. She was born in 90, right? And I'm changing her diaper. I've got a clean diaper on, and she pees in it. And what happened was this surge of anger came into me. And I'm like, that's not normal. What's normal is her peeing in the diaper. Now, I knew it wasn't normal, but I didn't know what to do with it. And so you have to think about your brain, okay? So it's got all these neurons, I'm so emotional today about all this because you guys get this on a level that most people don't, and I'm so happy to have you here. So let me just say that. First of all, let's go back to synthetics for a moment. The reason they're so harmful and the reason I had cysts on my ovaries are the size of apples, by the way. Size of apples, multiples, right? Is because our body doesn't know how to process a synthetic. And so that synthetic then gets stored in your fat cells, and it manifests as disease.
And if you don't have enough fat, and I was skinny at the time, it'll create a cyst so it can go there. Let that all sink in, people. So your body doesn't know how to respond. It does. It's actually, and I'm not a super scientist. I'm a nutritionist, but I know enough to be dangerous. Let's just say that. And that I know that our bodies mimic plants, which is why they get along so well. And then I'm going to say, when you, like today I did a prayer. I'm drinking my dandelion coffee, okay? And in it I've got burdock root. I've got 10 different mushrooms. I have a vegan protein powder. I have echinacea. I have another dandelion tincture. That's my coffee, okay? I noticed when, and I did put in creamer, dairy creamer. Usually I use cashew milk. But I noticed, because I feel energy, that the creamer had cortisol in it, cortisol levels, because the cow had to be, I heard, was stressed out when they were milking it. So I did a prayer on the milk to shift that cortisol out of the milk. But if you're eating meat, and I do eat meat, not a lot, but about 10%. You're getting the cortisol from that animal, and you're consuming it, and now that cortisol is negatively impacting your hormones and your brain health. So it's this vicious circle. And by the way, plants also have a type of cortisol. So which means we really need to treat everything with love and kindness. And it means you need to lose the sarcasm. You need to lose the anger and the resentment and the grief. You need to keep giving it to God, not yours to own. Let them handle it so that you can be. Chris said, we gave up our rights in the name of safety and security. There's always a boogeyman, isn't there? Yeah. Vieta says, MGGA implies pledging allegiance to the kingdom within and the creator who gives eternal life versus the flag of the... Oh, I need to connect you. So Vieta's in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll connect you guys. I thought I need to know that woman, right? And Andrew says, this is my husband. He says, we have become a society of followers looking for someone else to tell us what is right or wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Charles, I agree with what you – I can't display yours because I need to keep the channel open. So, but I agree with you completely. He's saying, you know, certain carrots, right? The carrot was distributed very quickly, right? And we all know what the carrot is. It's kind of pointy. Goes into the arm. And he's saying it has a molecule in the carrot juice, I'm translating, that causes lesions in the veins and capillaries. So it's a misfolding of the proteins. And so it creates this calamari-like substance. And so that's why we are seeing people transitioning pretty quickly, right? And so it's – and we got lots more comments. And I want to put this out there. If you had some carrot juice, I have some carrot antidote. There's antidotes that have been created by different doctors that we have that list. And we have carrot juice antidotes, frequencies that I made at the beginning of the situation. And it was channeled by God. And I, my family doesn't know. Well, my brother knows this, I think. I ran it on my entire family because they were carrot juiced up. They didn't know better. So
So it works because they're all alive, right? So let's do this. Zelda Robinson, Monday. She has grand rising beautiful people. We've been conditioned to buy fake grass plants on our walls, but afraid to take our shoes and walk in dirt. Nature nurtures. And Charles Key says, our bodies are efficient and self-sustaining ecosystem. It is the outside elements that we allow to infiltrate that will upset the balance. Yeah, so we also offer, you know, Susan Essentials, you know, everything that I offer, I offer because I used it on my personal health journey to reclaim my health. If you don't have a water filter, you are the filter. I'll just say that. And if you need help with that, let me know. Let's go through the rest of these real quick. Zelda, I make a daily drink that cleanses the body with green apples, beets, cucumbers, turmeric, lemon, kale, ginger, and reverse type 2 diabetes. So absolutely, yeah. Zelda and I met when I was the chairperson for the American Diabetes Association. She's amazing. Zelda, you want to try the Easy Herbal? Okay, so 47:12, which is the verse in the Bible, right? Ezekiel 47:12, full of minerals, because your drink is amazing, and I see that, but we're all mineral deficient, period. And if you're mineral deficient, your body's not processing, your brain is not processing, and if your brain's not processing, it's not connecting to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body and giving it direction on what to do. Okay, Pamela says good morning, Pamela Gatson. And was Ken high school classes? Okay, I don't know what that means. Says Charles Key, Broncos was Ken Wood high school class of 72. I don't know what that means. All right, so back to you. We've got everybody handled here. Oh, Zelda says she uses sea moss in all her drinks. So here's a new sea moss. What makes yours different? Talk to us about what makes yours different.
So what makes our sea moss different is because it's in a powder form, and it's easily accessible to do the best we can to match with what our society allows for us to live our life, right? A lot of sea moss now, you know, you'll see a bunch of people with gel sea moss. It's already in a gel.
I've seen that.
Right? That probably expires within 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 weeks. Right? After that, you want to throw it out.
Wow. I did not know that. It was interesting because I had somebody on the show almost a year ago who had a gel sea moss, and I wasn't called to touch it. Yours, I couldn't wait to touch.
Yeah. It's, so the thing is, you know, the FDA is cracking down on, you know, how it's being processed, not necessarily the actual herb itself, but how it's being processed. And they're cracking down on, you know, if people are making it in a FDA-approved lab where it's clean, or if they're doing it in their living room where you don't know what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So that aspect of the FDA I agree with, because it's like they're looking for the cleanliness of the place, right? What else? It's just more convenient. You can walk around with it, travel with it, you know, shake up a drink, a bottle, like an organic Gatorade. Just pop it and go, right? You know, what we try to do is we try to blend the convenience of our fast-paced world and still make money without having to sit there and blend up and cut this and do that and clean this, where, you know, we'll take away 30 minutes, 40 minutes of that time of your day when you spend doing that. And giving that time back into your hands.
She says, absolutely. I make enough sea moss to last only a week because we drink daily. So, Zelda, you're making sea moss at home? Because I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, which you haven't mentioned it, but we did talk about it. You know, a lot of, you know, you got to have your products tested, and you have to know what's in them. Or what's not in them, right? Mm-hmm. So it comes, you know, from our water supply, what's in our water supply, heavy metals.
Absolutely.
So no heavy metal. It's been tested, right? And I, you know, it's been tested by an organization. I think it's NSF is who you had. But I muscle tested it too. So explain to people why this is so important.
So the thing is that, you know, we've had it tested, you know, for heavy metals, microbials and all that stuff. The reason why you don't want microbials in your stuff, is because it'll destroy your gut biome. Unfortunately, no matter what you get in this world, if it comes from a natural state, and this is, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to be that guy that made you think life is terrible, right? You know, I just don't like being that guy. But if you're getting it from a natural organic state, it's going to have some type of metals in it, right? It doesn't matter what you get. If it's in an organic state, which means you would have to grow it in a farmed pool state.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So our product is heavy metal tested. It has a bit of heavy metals in it, right? Because no matter what you get, you stick your hand in any body of water, the corporations have won. The game has been won. There's medications going through every sewage and water flow that you could ever think about. That's not how the world works anymore. We don't live in the 1950s. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that the 1950s were not that good. We were just not aware. Because born in 63.
Yeah.
And so people were having health concerns, or they were pushing cigarettes, like those were okay. And they said it was okay for women who were pregnant to smoke, right? Or they were giving them things that, you know, again, other types of carrots. And then, you know, children were being born without arms or legs, right? And so 50s weren't that safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you when it was safe. Before World War II. So we're looking at like 1936.
It's when America found out how to make everything a lot more convenient. Especially for, you know, shelf food life. You know, that's when canned goods became a huge thing. Was able to ship it out to citizens. You know, learning more about AI was first introduced with the internet. Like, these are, you bring up really good points.
But here's the other thing, Montre. So, you know, glyphosate, which is used in the farms, was originally used to pull minerals out of pipes.
Yep.
Right. And so now that it's on our food supply, you're the pipe if you're having, you know. And
why is that? Why are they doing it because they're evil, or are they doing it because they're trying to save their crop so that that person can either have something to eat in general?
I honestly, my heart tells me that the person who did it just didn't know. Like, he thought he was trying to help. That's what my heart center tells me, that they wanted to make sure that there was enough food for everybody. And so they created that. But they didn't think about the outcome, and they didn't test it. And that's where spirit's like, that's a problem. You can't use your people as an experiment. And that's what we've been doing. For a really long time, we've been experimenting on the human race and on animals. Because I remember when they were making cloning llamas, and this is like when I was a kid. And I'm thinking, that doesn't seem good to me either. You know, now they're cloning people. Bill Gates. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
but to add to that, if they don't put the glyphosate on the plants. Let's say pesticides, herbicides, to keep the pests away from it, will America go hungry?
No. So we have plants that actually, thank you for the tee up, basketball player. So there's a plant for everything, right? Mm-hmm. We have a tree out here that wasn't doing so well I didn't get to it soon enough. But basically, you know, coconut oil with oregano essential oil to get rid of the virus, lemon essential oil to get rid of the microplastics that's in the earth supply. We put in cilantro to neutralize the heavy metals. I put in copaiba to help bring homeostasis. And when you do that, I mean, and then there are like lemongrass will keep, mosquitoes away. And while I don't know the specific oil for what specific plant you're growing, there's an offset in nature for everything. You know, you can grow, if you've got too many mosquitoes, grow lemongrass, right? But you're going to have a ton of bees, which is great because they feed your food supply. They pollinate your food.
I think you bring up a good point, and I think it's one of those things where if you can create a monolithic system for all goods, that's going to be cheaper. That's going to increase margin. And so what Lance is, you know, touching on, it's much more of an opportunity to find something where it mimics all different types of crops. And so there's a, when it comes down to agriculture or even capitalism, there's always a fear of scarcity, right? Scarcity is always the number one thing. Like, and there's a fear for it. And it's just like, okay, well, if we can create a vertical commerce and not relying on nature, nature will always be here. However, if we can just create a whole commerce of just our products and make sure that we can push out to save the crops using GMOs or using, you know, these pesticides, then we don't have to do as much R&D. Because when you have to do all the research and development to understand what organically goes with this, because the poison and the antidote is on the same tree. However, it takes a lot more research and development to go into all these hundreds and thousands of species to figure out how to necessarily protect this plant. However, if I can just come up with one synthetic pesticide to save everything, I'll do that. And so I think that's that mentality that has, you know, been instilled around agriculture. And that's why people are buying up, hey, like, you know, use this seed because our seed is better. It's going to last longer. It's going to do this. It's going to, you're going to have a lot less maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. And so the maintenance for life gets even more complex as you get older. And so even the more species that you have, the maintenance is going to be, you know, you're talking about employing thousands and thousands of people where you can just have two people running the show. And
yeah,
it's just like,
yeah, and we can't have two people running the show. And the thing is that, like, I was just reflecting back. So before I lived in Barrington, I lived in Highland Park, and we had this garden. And the bunnies loved our strawberries and our tomatoes, so we never got them, right? And today what I know is you plant peppermint around that. That's all.
Yeah.
And that's for the bunnies, right? What about the other? Yeah, it is a,
right.
There's a lot. So the thing is that, you know, me personally, I just try to be honest on all sides, right? You know, I try to understand every side, and I try to, even though I don't agree with every side, I try to at least get a, why would this person do this? Are they just evil? Are they just bad? But then you look at it, you're like, you know how much money it would cost to make all these oils and put them all on the tree? But then you have to have five or six different oils for eight different animals, right? And it's like, is that really feasible? Or do we take the power back as a people, like Charles said, and everybody grow their own food? You see what I'm saying?
Well, they don't even allow you to do that, Lance. So So on your lawns that you were talking about, there used to be a mango tree and, you know, all the different trees. Like, they don't even allow you to grow, you know, there's a whole movement, grow plants, not lawns.
Yep. And that's where you start. We start, okay, now we take that power back. We grow our own stuff. And we don't have one or two, like Montre said, centralized places of who grows our crop. Right. I would much rather, if me, you, and Montreal live next door to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather me grow 10 crops, you grow 10, Montreal grow 10, and we swap for whatever we're lacking, right? And that's the way it works. Like, it'll never work in the way we live now. I don't care what you get. They call it organic. No, it's or it, our world is not organic.
No, it's not. I mean, yeah. I mean, I use the word term organic usefully. I'm saying you're not intentionally putting on pesticides and, you know, all those other things. I'm going to tell you that there's a community in Woodstock, Georgia, and they're doing that.
Yeah. But then again, they can't supply the rest of the world. They can only supply their community.
No, they're supplying their community. Right.
Exactly.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Montre, I know you have something to say. Go.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, you're bringing up group economics, you know, and that's what, you know, people who are connected with nature have to do. You know, this is why part of the great exploration back in the 1700s when people needed other spices and herbs and other et cetera, because in an environment, they didn't have that. They only had maybe 50 things that on a seasonal basis that they could use. You know, they had to go and travel other places to see if their seeds could work in these different environments, or if they couldn't just bring a bulk of something for the community or for the king, whoever it was at the time. And so you're starting to see that vertical translation and integration of commerce, that of control. And it's just like, okay, if we can mimic nature as much as we can, then we can at least provide. It's not necessarily nurture. We can just provide, because more so 9 times out of 10, you're not trying to, if you're a corporation, you're not trying to heal anyone. You're just trying to provide them with something. And so, hey, we're providing them with something to say that they're fed, they're going to be happy. If you're fed, happy, there's like this psychological thing. Once you're full, belly's full, you're happy. And so, like, instead of realizing, hey, like, it's going to take the government, hypothetically, so much more money, and they don't want to do that because it doesn't benefit them. So
exactly.
That's just kind of what it comes down
to. Are you saying there's a money trail?
Yeah, if you have someone else control your life, yeah. But if you and your group of people and your block or your neighborhood control your own lives, then no. Right?
Go ahead.
You can't live in a capitalist society and not expect a money trail. Like, that's like saying water isn't wet, right? Or fire isn't hot, right? It's a synonymous thing, you know. It's you know, we would have to go back to, I don't know, 1300s. I don't know when were we in a bartering system. We would have to go so far back to create this world of what we think it is. Like, these things can simultaneously exist, but in little pockets, because America's going to say, what? You guys are paying taxes? And you guys are trading goods and there's no taxes being paid on it? What?
Yes.
I'm locking all y'all up. All of y'all are getting locked up.
Well, I'm going to tell you a download that I have. And yeah, it's not just my download. By the way, if anybody wants to, you know, pick up some Easy Herbal 4712, this is where you go. Go to the website, guys.
Absolutely.
And ladies. First of all, I think what we've all been saying here today is that when we work together in collaboration and there's not like the head honcho, so to speak, that it's a healthier community based on collaboration. There's not one person powering over another person. There's not, you know, like what we have today. And I have heard, I have permission to share it. So I have heard that's where we're going. We're going back. And, you know, there's been this big divide. And I have part of the information. A lot of my other intuitive healers have part of the information. But that it's creating this divide. And we're just going to get those people who already have their land. And then they're going to convert that land into communities. And people are going to live off the land. And then the other people are going to do their thing and, you know, be used as a tool by, you know, corporate, you know. And this is just for entertainment purposes only.
You bring up a great point. I think everyone deserves to have a choice.
Yes.
And also, you know, with this, you know, going back to the, you know, how do we make this realistic? And it's just like, you know, that's an opportunity to have a choice. And then also, like, the ability or to actually see a game plan, you know, an actual game plan of how local farms are connecting with each other. Because, you know, you create an ecosystem not only for just the people, but for a market. And I don't know if I've seen a lot of that, you know, these local markets creating relationships to a degree where people can become fully aware and know that, hey, like, this is a sister or a brother of our community, and trying to figure out, like, how to navigate these spaces and continue to, you know, create them and breed more markets, local markets.
Local markets. Yeah, when I first got here to Georgia, so I moved from Illinois to Georgia, I asked where the farmer's market was, and they sent me to Sprouts.
I need a real
farmer.
They used to be called swap meets.
Swap meets.
Yeah, they used to be called swap meets, right? And that's the best sustainable way to live and live a healthy, because that swap meets and not the farmers markets with people who grow their food, because that means you're directly supporting that family with the kids. And,
yeah.
You know, you're directly helping people.
And I want you to answer this question for Stephanie. Stephanie's a friend of mine. She says, is Easy Herbal 4712 safe to take while breastfeeding and pregnant?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. Comes with six grams per serving. That's like the most you would find in a powder form with sea moss. We loaded it probably a little bit too much, but I was like, you know, people need it. So.
Yeah, people are mineral deficient.
Yeah, yeah. I like overloaded it in the R&D process, and, you know, it's me wanting to, you know, catch the planet, save everyone, right?
Well, the thing is, people are so mineral deficient, and I don't, because I am not as mineral deficient as the rest of the world, I don't take as much as you're saying on your directions. I channel what I need for my body, but it's powerful. I mean. If you saw how I was when I woke up this morning, because we had a rough day. Stephanie says, great, thanks, can't wait to try. So I want to display I think I have it on the banner.
So it looks like Montre has to leave with you.
Yes. So Montre, I know you have a meeting, so is there anything else you want to say before you? And if you're able to come back on, we'll see you in the back room.
Okay. At the moment, no. I mean, I think we've covered a lot. Definitely kind of wanted to talk a little bit more about the product. But if I'm not able to get back on, then I'm sure Lance.
Here's the thing. The product's amazing. But what people need to know is really where you're coming from on this, right? And it's mineral dense. It tastes delicious. It's purple lemonade. I'm going to be representing the product until that happens. Buy direct from them. You know, it'll be available on my website. But, I mean, really, I'm cool whether I just want you to have the product. Easy to travel with. You know, people need to know, people don't care what you do unless they know why you do it, right?
Absolutely.
So that's how I do business. Everybody I work with has either been part of my healing journey or have entered into like the journey, like what I needed then. It's 9:29. I know you got to hop on that call at 9:30.
Yep.
So
okay,
let me let you go. Come back in if you can. And we're so grateful to have had you here. Montre, you're such a bright light. We love you. My husband and I just love you. So, yeah. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of our lives.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So, and actually we have to go to commercial real quick. So let me do that and we'll come right back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's see here. Let me just do this. And go here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Did you know your cell phone emits EMF radiation that negatively impacts your brain's DNA? Because your cell phone is something that you have to use on a daily basis, it's about time you take measures to keep yourself safe from the harmful effects of EMF radiation. The Altera 5G EMF Neutralizer does just that by converting your cell phone's incoherent EMF to coherent EMF, giving you 100% protection from harmful EMF radiation. So what are you waiting for? Get your Altera Neutralizer today and help us create a more biosafe world for everyone. To learn more, visit www.altera.com.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Tucson Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bugs Hunt, is a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
We are back. Got a few commercials in there for the electromagnetic frequencies. And let me put up there again the brand so that the banner, actually. So if you want to get, if you want to get your brain health back, you want to let your body recover quickly, you want to get an oxygen supply, okay, pick up your Easy Herbal 4712. Let's do that today. Go to that website and let's show the men some love. So, and I'm also, just to make this easier, I'm going to take that for that link. I'm going to put it in the comment section. And so you can just, if you're listening, you can go to the comment section and copy this and make a purchase right away if that's, if you're called to do so. And Zelda says, is that purple sea moss? Yes.
Absolutely. Purple Irish moss. Actually, it's from cold waters. So it's Irish moss and sea moss are a little bit different.
Okay. Can you explain the difference?
Yeah, so Irish moss is from colder water, so like let's say above the 35th parallel, and sea moss from warmer waters. So the Irish were the first ones to come up with the whole concept, well, that we know of, to come up with the concept during the potato famine. And so 1840 is when they started migrating, and they came to places like Jamaica. They went into the waters and was like, oh, that's the same thing as what we have, that's sea moss, right? So one's Condrus crispus, which is the Irish moss, and the other was the Galicia's garda. The Condrus crispus is more like a flat fan, and the Galicia's garda is more like a skinny straw. So in Jamaica, yeah, it's like little skinny, like.
Okay.
I can show you some. I actually have both of them.
Do you really? I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Do you want me to go grab some?
Yes, I do. I'll hold the show for a minute. I'll run just a quick. So this is really cool. So if you're just tuning in now, we're talking about purple sea moss, which comes from cold water, versus sea moss, which comes from warm water. And so Lance is going to actually show us what this all looks like, which I'm really excited about. And here he comes. So, okay.
All right, here we go. So for the first, I'll show you the Crundus crispus. So the Crundus crispus,
wow,
it's like a little flat fan. See how it's like really, really flat there?
Actually, I'm going to make you bigger. Hold on a second so everyone can just, let me just do this.
So I'm going to switch it around. Hold on. Okay, yeah, do it again.
So see how flat it is?
Yeah.
Like a lot of flat pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you compare it to the sea moss, it's really skinny, like stringy.
Oh, wow.
And that's how you can tell the difference. One sea moss, Irish moss and one sea moss, right? You know, the size should be consistent throughout the whole thing. It shouldn't be fat and skinny, fat and skinny. It should be the same size.
Okay. And it's got purple in there, I see.
Yeah, so the original color, this is actual purple. It just looks black.
It looks black, but it's so dense. It's high in antioxidants.
Exactly. So all sea moss begins as purple, then it turns gold when you dry it in the sun. So I have this in gold, too. I just can't find it right now. I have it in gold, but and that's how you can tell because, you know, you have the different colors, the purples, and there's usually a piece of rock attached to the ends of them. Like I'm trying to find one now. I probably didn't grab the right, but it's like little pieces of rock attached to the end because you snatch it off the rock.
Which is where it's getting the minerals.
Exactly. We don't grow it on ropes like how they do in certain countries. I'm not going to name any names, but like they're really big on manufacturing and farming it.
Can you hold up the green one again, or the darker one? The energy on that is so beautiful. It makes my heart sing. I kid you not. Like I just go into the fields, right? That just makes my heart sing. Like it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I mean, it's like God just intended us to like love on that. And you said this happened when they had a potato, a famine, right, in Ireland.
Yes.
And so I shouldn't say this, but I mean, maybe, you know, so potatoes got a bad rap, didn't they? And still
they
have
did.
A bad rap.
They did. But, you know, that's what kept their economy thriving, you know, the Irish.
But what I'm saying is, like, potatoes, like, in America got a bad rap that they're bad for you because they're white carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're grown properly, they're mineral dense.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Typically, you know, whenever, you know, they're speaking about white carbs, they're talking about, like, refined white rice, refined breads, refined, not legumes, the noodles, right? What are they called?
Yeah, pasta or whatever you mean.
Like that. A refined sugar,
mm-hmm.
right? That's typically when you want to stay away from stuff like that, when it's refined or the salt, right? The iodized salt. You want to drink sea salt or pink Himalayan salt, stuff like that.
Well, like Celtic and pink and black lava. So what happened was when I was doing my research and I was writing for the functional food program, what I learned was, I was always had the notion that Celtic had more minerals. But it's not that they actually have more minerals, it's that they're different minerals in Celtic than they are in pink. So I said, why choose? And in my grinder, I have both. Yeah. And I don't keep my black lava salt in there because I don't always want to detox. And really your black lava salt is really for getting out those toxins from your body. So, I just, you know, and I guess it really wouldn't hurt to put the black lava in there, but I blend my salts, you know, and we have, Charles Key wants to know if you can smoke it. He's funny. Can you smoke it?
I've never heard of anyone to date that has smoked sea moss, but I know one of my favorite herbs that I love, you can smoke the flower part of the blue vervain, similar to valerian. It's good for stress and anxiety, so it'll have that calming effect like a marijuana almost, but without the hallucinogenic properties.
Which one do you use?
Blue vervain.
Blue vervain, and you said similar to valerian?
Similar to valerian. They're like cousins, right?
Because the valerian root is very calming. But you don't even have to smoke it. But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. If someone is a smoker, me personally, I'm not a smoker.
Me neither.
But I don't discriminate against people and their habits as long as it's better than taking synthetic medications from a doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to explain something. When something gets so hot like that, it's actually going to put holes in your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the smoking, I'm not here to judge either. But here, you can make an informed choice. He was joking, but I'm glad you brought it up, Charles. You know, because some people are doing these types of things and they need to know
that while the plant, whatever you're smoking, may be really good for you, first of all, once it gets to the high levels, now it's turning at high heat levels, it's turning into a carcinogen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, your lungs, it's going to put holes in your lungs, okay? So if, you know, you don't want to take it in the form that it's in, you go to the fee, you get your moss, the beautiful version that you have right there, if you're not buying it prepackaged, but let's say you're out in nature and you have it, put it in a pot of water, filtered water, and boil it and drink it, right? But and actually I would say don't boil it, I would say simmer it. Because again, as soon as you start taking your food and getting it at a high heat, and also your oils, like, you know, the only oil this I will cook at high heat is coconut oil, right? Because otherwise, like if you cook olive oil at high heat, it turns into a carcinogen. So knowing how to play nicely in the sandbox with your food is really important. So I know you meant it as a joke, but we love that you asked that question.
Yeah.
So.
And for those that don't know, a carcinogen is something that causes cancer. Because not everybody, you know, some people would stop me and say, Lance, you know, you're saying terms that not everybody understands, so you got to break it down. So a carcinogen is something that causes cancer, and the high heat that you're speaking about is above 212 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It has to be, in order to kill off pathogens, it has to be above 180, but below 112, right? Below 100. It's 212 Fahrenheit, 100 Celsius, but 180 Fahrenheit to kill off pathogens.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Anchor College for my second college. I graduated from there, but my first college was Virginia Commonwealth University. I studied accounting.
Accounting?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. So you learned all this because out of need, right?
Out of need, and then it's part of my culture, and then, you know. But, it, you know, for me, it was mostly genetics and sickle cell trait and understanding that stuff. Even when I was there, you know, my major was business management, but I would just turn in whatever because I wanted to play in the NFL or the NBA. So I wanted to protect my body. So I had to learn a bunch of stuff that they didn't teach me at school. So I didn't get any awards for it or, you know, no one gave me an A for this or a point score, a GPA for it. But
I'm going to tell you God did.
Yeah.
God gave you the A.
Yeah,
right. And you know, Vieta says, Lance played in Spain basketball, and Montre was one who played for the NFL. And you, Vieta, I introduced you to Montre, I think, a year ago. She says her dad played for from 1949 to 1953 and left due to a shoulder injury. So you want to share with people why you left professional basketball?
Yeah. So for me, I was a dual athlete, honestly. So that's where me and Montre share that that same love for sports. So I was playing professional basketball in Spain. And I'm not trying to, you know, talk, you know, about that or down on it. But, you know, in America, we have better, when it comes to sports, better health care for athletes.
Oh, really? Right? I did not know that.
Unless you're playing on the top level in Spain or the top level anywhere else. Yeah. Yeah. So, but anything below the top level, you're not going to have the best attention to detail with athletes. And then I also, after Spain in 2013, I had 2 months to try out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I was with the mini camp with the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. So I have dabbled in, you know, that sports world. And the reason why I left is because I don't think they paid attention to situations like mine once it got to the professional level, unless it was in a top league like the NFL. They have more research and more attentive to those needs. Montre left because of a shoulder injury as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so the Jacksonville Jaguars is a football team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the thing. You know, you talk about not knowing carcinogen. You know,
yeah.
I love sports. but I love playing on the field, and I don't like necessarily just watching it. So I don't necessarily know, like, all the different whatever. I'd rather be on the field, and that's how I operate with life. I'm on the field, right? I don't want to be a spectator. Life is not a spectator sport.
It's not. You got to be involved in it. You got to do it. You got to experience it to be able to tell the stories about it, right? The ups and the downs, the good and the bad, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know every part of it.
Yeah, fail forward.
Yeah.
Right? Fail forward. People sometimes aren't willing to play on the court or on the field, right? And because they're afraid of failure, and yet really you have to fail forward. You have to fail. I can't tell you how many mistakes I've made. Or cancel. So I was teaching everybody yesterday. We don't use the word mistakes anymore or wrong. We have lessons. Much easier to digest the lesson that we are here to learn so that we can rise up.
Absolutely.
So you have a story around that. You want to talk to me about it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So going back to what we were speaking about earlier, my freshman year of college basketball, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm like a lot more athletic than a lot of those guys. I'm pretty prepared. You know, I had a personal trainer since I was 11 years old. So I was like one of those kids that was thrown in a factory and was made like a professional athlete by the time I was like 14, 15 years old. So I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I stay on this path and within a few years, I'm signing the contract. Then I get sick. Then I'm in the hospital. The phone stopped ringing. I transfer. I'm not doing as good physically. You know, people, you know, they would call you and give you attention and love and support. It's like, well, you're not really the same person you once were. Right? And it's like, And it puts you in a position where you're like, wow, you know, I have to produce in order to get the notoriety and the love and the affection that every single human being wants, right? Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact that I have to produce. If I don't, you're sort of neglected or shunned, right? And I felt it. I was like, wow, whoa. So, you know, I get notoriety when I'm playing this sport, when I'm doing good, but when I'm not, or even before when I was a kid, like, no, nobody really cares until, especially for a little boy, nobody really cares until you become good at something, right? You don't get an applause for life, right? And, you know, that's what I wanted my whole life. You know, like, no one, like, I was ignored up until I became good at something. Like, no one, like, so, and I held on to that, and it was like I was codependent on that, mm-hmm. on that admiration and that acknowledgement. And then once things didn't work out the way they worked out, you know, I kind of felt freer. I was like, I really don't need anyone to applaud, right? You know, let me do something for me. Right.
You stop looking outside of yourself and God.
Exactly. But it makes sense, man. It makes sense because as men, you know, you have to provide something for this world, right? That someone else can benefit from, not just yourself. A family, kids, friends, mother, anybody can benefit from. And I get it. It's just that, you know, I didn't understand it as a kid. You know, I had no idea. I just thought that just me being a good person was going to be enough, right? But, yeah, it's just, you know, going through those ups and downs, it was like, okay, well, you know, love yourself, do for self, and then by loving self, ultimately you're going to be able to do for other people.
Are you saying you can't pour from an empty cup?
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, you know, I teach what you're saying, like, mm-hmm. daily. I mean, this is what I teach. I did a post the other day on Facebook, and I said, well, you know, how much longer? I might just go pull it up because it's really profound. Hold on a second. Let me just see if I can get this. It was about basically the fact that you need to have a love affair with yourself, you know?
I'll post it here later. But mm-hmm. it's about having a love affair with yourself and God. And outside of that, you don't need to have anybody else's approval. And when we stop searching outside of ourselves for recognition, for approval, for whatever, you know, people, I didn't really have a lot of attention as a kid. We're, you know, five children in our family, in our immediate family. Believe it or not, I was shy. You know, kind of that balance of introvert, extrovert. And I was looking for approval outside of me. And I remember a woman that I worked for, you know, when I was putting myself through school, through college, undergrad, I was one of those little spritzer girls, you know, at Marshall Fields. And the woman who hired me as a contractor to do that said, now everyone has to like you. And I thought, that's a hard nut to crack. I mean, like, you know, I'm good, but she, like, but I'm not that good. And I don't really think that I'm everybody's cup of tea. And I don't, do I want to be?
Not even Jesus was liked by everyone.
Thank you. Right? And so instead of, and I know someone here needs to hear this. So instead of aspiring to be liked and approved of by everyone else, just be able to look yourself in the mirror every morning and sleep at night because you know that you did the right thing by yourself and by God. That's it. And I remember, and when I really came to that realization, it was August 12th, 2012, right before the Mayan calendar ended. My dad died 2 days earlier. And new boss, because I had just started working at this new company, told me I couldn't go to the funeral. Because she didn't get to see her father buried, so I shouldn't see my dad buried, right? And that's when I also came up with the phrase, people tell you who they are, it's up to you to listen. So you gotta know that what you're doing is right by you first, fill your own cup first, and live and breathe into that. Live and breathe into your mission. Know your why. If you haven't watched the video with Simon Sinek, Know Your Why, I suggest you Google it on YouTube. Simon Sinek, Know Your Why. People never buy what you do. They buy what you do, why you do it. And then the other thing is who I studied under for many, many years, Dr. John DeMartini. And if you've got anybody wants to email me, or just ping me here, whatever. I'll send you the link, and it's understanding living by your highest values. And oh yeah, Naima, I absolutely went to the funeral. Mm-hmm. I showed her the bird.
Yeah.
Her name was Olga. I showed her the bird. I'm like, yeah, Olga, I'm sorry that you didn't see your father buried. I honored my family, I honored myself, I honored my father, who was an amazing man. And it looks like my girls are coming in. One of my girls are coming in, and my husband. Thank you.
Hi, Lance.
So this is Fagala. Fagala is a magical creature, and she's a healer. It's actually a white-bellied caique, but she's actually a healer. But anyway, you know, if you pour into your own cup and the way that you pour into your own cup is understanding what is most important to you. And the assessment by Dr. John DeMartini allows you to assess what your highest values are. And then you live into that. And if what you're saying your highest values are aren't congruent with your actions, then you need to shift your actions. You just, oh, thank you. And this is Tinkerbell, my other magical creature. So then you can live into your life's purpose. And that's where the sweet spot is.
Absolutely.
So the girls say hello.
Hi, girls.
This is Fagla, which means little songbird, and Tinkerbell is a fairy. So so what are you saying to Lance and everybody? Is it for Lance your message or for the world? For the world. She says, eat clean food as much as you can. Treat your body as a temple. And what else, Fagla? And love yourself first.
Those are great messages.
Mm-hmm. Good girl. So she did a lot of energy healing last night too. Literally, these two feathered people, are healers. Okay, so let's get back to minerals and an easy herbal. We've got 4 minutes left in the show. How do you feel when you drink the product that you created? Talk to me about how you feel.
Yeah. So whenever, I consume the Irish moss, I feel like I'm more there, right? Because how some people can be in the moment, you can be in the moment, but not necessarily in the moment. I feel like I'm there. Like I'm fully behind the driver's seat, behind the wheel, and I'm fully controlling it, right? It gives me a feeling of, I'm more in control of, emotions. I can sleep better. Digestion's better.
Feel if your digestion better. Does it actually help your digestive tract?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How does it do that?
Well, it's it cleans out the gut, right? Because that's where about 90% of your serotonin receptors are and whatnot. So, whenever you clean out that gut biome, it allows for your body to feel better and, for your mood to be better, cortisol levels and whatnot. So it brings, like you said earlier, a sense of homeostasis, of balance or equilibrium back into your body.
Mm-hmm.
To be in an environment where now you can be your best self and do your best work. Because if you're not clicking on cylinders physically, you're not going to click on all cylinders mentally and vice versa, which you can't get outside of yourself because you're still stuck in yourself. Like you're still there for yourself. Like, that cup is still empty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How can you fill that cup when you're over there? These are things. How can you, fill it through your cup when you're having these issues, right? We can only be our best self once we supersede those issues.
So there's a direct connection between your physical and mental health and what you put in your body. Yeah, and that's what people need to understand because we've never really been taught that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. The gut is the second brain, all right? Mm-hmm. The body and the mind.
We can keep going. Go ahead, don't worry.
The body and the mind is connected. You can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying, hey, I want to go buy a car, but please leave the engine out and I'll buy that separately.
Right. Or you're driving the car and you get this signal, the light goes on and you ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, really? Because your car is going to be on the side of the road. Like if the gas tank is empty, you're not driving. Darlene K has a question. Do you drink it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning?
Yes, you could drink it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. That depends on if you want it. Sometimes I drink it before I go to sleep because it has magnesium, helps me sleep also as well. Not as much as like the blue verbena because it has a lot more magnesium.
Uh-huh.
But you can do it throughout the day. Morning is good because it's almost like a multivitamin. So instead of going to GNP and buying it, you're getting it from nature.
Yeah. So I had mine this morning on an empty stomach, and I, Darlene, I did not have any stomach upset. Actually, what I had was mental acuity is what I had this morning. And I drank probably drank about maybe 6 to 8 ounces last night as well. So, and my stress levels outside of having this have been high just because we have a lot on our plate, our family. So it helps me maintain my mental balance. So, she pooped on my shirt, but it's the same color. Hey, there you go.
She thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And Vieta says, I have a friend with sickle cell. Could her symptoms be helped with your product?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what T-Moss can do for you is put your, like I said before, put yourself at a homeostasis or equilibrium where your body can now express itself in the best way possible. Because genes, when put in a constructive environment, will express itself constructively, right? If you're backed up with a bunch of synthetics or things that are counterproductive for your body, well then no. So this is going to help you with it. Also, along with our product, right? It's because me personally, I like to tell the whole story, right? The body works in a holistic, not H-O, it's W-H-O, right? Holistic, right? Where you're exercising, and I call it seven natural doctors. You're exercising, you're getting proper water, air, sun, sleep, stress management, and diet. Right. You got to do all those seven things every single day. And that diet aspect is huge. And that's where the Irish moss or other minerals come in. Right. It's maintenance. It's just not one thing. It's just not only putting gas in the car every day. No, you're doing a lot of things.
You're making sure the tires are filled. Right. With the air.
Everything.
Got you're the checking. Oxygen in the tire there in the tire. Oxygen in the brain.
Good.
And you make such a good point. I studied not only holistic nutrition, but also science-based nutrition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what science-based nutrition, what they both say, but the crux of science-based nutrition is that you can have any gene, like, let's say, the gene for Alzheimer's, cancer, sickle cell, and it doesn't need to be expressed, meaning you're not symptomatic if you're fueling your body with what it needs. So I'm 59 years old, and I'm showing you my hands for a reason. So they look pretty decent, okay? My mom's hands looked crippled by this age because she had arthritis. And I have arthritis. I've had arthritis, since I can't remember when. It's not expressed. I have no pain, no symptoms, no weakness, no nothing. I take care of my body. I treat it like a temple. Someone's hiding going down my back. Where are you going, Tinkerbell? So that's, you have choices in this world to how you want to fuel your body. And I'm going to tell you that they're organic apples a little bit more. If you're buying organic eggs right now, there's been all those jokes all over the internet. But here's the thing, it's still cheaper than the doctor visit or giving up your life. So just look the other way. Forget about it.
Walking an extra 30 minutes or 45 minutes to an hour is cheaper than taking a psychotic medication or something like that, right? It has probably more of a profound effect when you're exercising or when you're sleeping those 8 hours. Your body can reset itself, bring it back to homeostasis, equilibrium, right? When you're sunbathing right now, it's probably impossible to do it. All across the world, right? It's too cold. It's too cold here in Miami. But, sunbathing, depending on your skin complexion, if you have a lighter skin complexion, which they call pheomelanin, or if you have a darker skin complexion, which they call eumelanin, well, you need to understand how much time would be best for your skin type, depending on what region or latitude you're at, or high altitude or smog or whatnot. So there's a bunch of different elements to health. And, the most digestible way of understanding health is through diet. Well, it makes sense to more people. But then when you look at, you should block the blue light on your phone, put the blue light filter on, or when you're at home at night, wear some glasses like yours that has a blue light filter on it, right?
Mine does, yeah. Mine does have a blue light. So my glasses have a blue light filter.
Mm-hmm.
I turn off my Wi-Fi at night, okay? We don't keep a TV in our bedroom. And these are things that you all can do. And if you want to neutralize electromagnetic frequencies, we have stuff that plugs into the wall
and then like it just neutralizes everything. There's other ways that you can bring a specific frequency over the longitude and latitude of your home that brings in the frequency of God and Shungite, which naturally neutralizes EMF. When you get your food, you know, it's important to clean it in a way that stops the unwinding of the DNA of that food, right? So it's not, for me, it's not even so much about getting, because we buy organic, but if I buy organic not from the farmer and I buy it like from the store, it's been in those life and it's now it's changing the DNA of that vegetable or fruit. And so I'm putting it in a space where it stops unwinding and I can actually maybe even have it heal. So I mean, there's so much more to it.
So much. It's so good. It's like, yeah. Like I have this conversation to go into every minute detail, it would take forever.
Well, that's why my program is, I'm just going to, 6 sections, right? Yeah, pre-work plus 6 sections. And section 6 is just about sourcing. But I take you through all those things because it is intense. It's like a college course for under $100.
That's it?
Oh, it's $99. Now, if you want coaching,
yeah.
That's different.
Okay.
But God came to me and said, make this available to the masses at a price that everybody can afford.
Okay.
So I did it. I mean, it was a lot of work. I mean, it was a lot of work. But I gave as much details as possible. And I instead of going into the science behind everything, I really explained it, like how it's going to make you feel and your emotions. And if you want the science, here's the link. You can go do that. But here are your links so you can see what the science is. But I didn't position the course like you want to have a degree in nutrition. It's really a degree in healthy living, right? So if you want to do the deeper dive, you can do that. And here's the link to learn more about what this doctor says or that PubMed study says or whatever. But this is what you need to know to have a degree in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're doing is similar to what like a native would do. Like, you know, the native wouldn't have a bunch of different scientific terminology like I would, right? But it's more like, hey, this is how you would feel, and that's how things would be expressed in native cultures. It's like, oh, you do this, this is what will happen, this is how you look, this is how that will be, this is how company will be. And that makes more sense to explain to people. If you're giving people a bunch of scientific information, you're going to lose.
Right. So what I do is I second grade them. I call it, so when I don't understand something, I say, okay, second grade me. Okay.
Yeah.
What does this make me? So like cashews, right? Nature's antidepressant. Brazil nuts. Mm-hmm. You'll plummet your cholesterol level by 20 points. You only need 4 in a month. And the whole bag is like $9. So that's cheaper than your over-the-counter medication, and not to mention what statins will do to your muscles and your sugar levels and your mental health. So those are the kinds of things that you need to know so you can make a choice in the matter. Anyway, we went over time. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that we went over time, actually. So I hope you'll come back on the show.
Definitely.
And we want to know more. There's so much. I know we just scratched the surface and of what you need to share with the world. So we'll touch base after the show and get you scheduled again. All right. To my guests, our guests. Thank you, everybody. Pamela, thank you. Chris, Vieta, Charles, Darlene, Zelda, people who didn't comment. I know you're out there. Stephanie, thank you. Naima, I know you, Teddy. And I know there's way more because we've got a whole board lit up over here. And I know there's tons of questions. All the hands are up, but we got to go. So we're going to get another date. And you call in early next time and you ask your questions so we can you connect with Lance. And I'm just going to put up the banner one more time. So if you want to get yourself some Easy Herbal 4712, so Ezekiel, people,
Sneaky. Oh, you can
the leash.
What's that?
The leash.
The leash?
Yeah, for the healing.
Yeah. I mean, when I created the show, the image is the background of your leaf. I don't know if you caught that. Okay, yeah. So go to his website, Easy Herbal, Easy as in Ezekiel, Herbal, H-E-R-B-A-L, 4712.com. Place your order today. I usually don't sit there and, like, just promote a product, but, like, guys, I'm standing behind this. This is great stuff. You want to reclaim your health, go ahead and do that, and then we'll get you information about when he'll be on next. And Charles says, go Broncos, class of 1978. Oh, that was an older one. Sorry. Yeah, and I'm class of 1981, Charles. So I'm just a little younger than you. And that's my husband says, thank you, Lance. And thank you, Andrew. I forgot to thank my husband. I'm sorry. He's my backbone. All right. I'm going to ask you to hold on just one sec here for us, and then I'm going to end the show. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I think it's this one. There we go.